The ag labor issue heating up. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, Congress isn't winning any popularity contests these days, but they may finally address an issue that could win them some favor with the nation's farmers. The American Farm Bureau labor specialist Paul Schlegel talks about it with Jonna Miller.
There are indications that Congress is going to take agriculture's labor issues off the back burner when lawmakers get back to Capitol Hill. The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to hold a hearing on the issue. American Farm Bureau labor specialist Paul Schlegel says that's an important first step.
This is movement. This is progress. We just have to keep our fingers crossed and keep our nose to the grindstone that we get what we need. We have to come up with a system that works.
Schlegel says it's been a struggle to get lawmakers to understand the special circumstances farmers face.
Any farmer will tell you, if I don't have the crew I need when I need them, I'm going to lose my crop, I'm going to lose my investment, I'm going to lose my income. If you're a dairy farmer, if there's a raid or the workers don't show up because they're afraid of enforcement by immigration officials, the cows don't get milk and you have to scramble to get your product out. Those are very real, tangible economic impacts to farmers if we don't get this problem solved. And it's only getting worse.
He says that's because the immigration issue is so contentious. Regardless, agriculture needs a program that assures an adequate labor force.
But something we want to see Congress do, we absolutely critically need a program. We need a program that works, that's efficient, that gets our workers to the farms when we need them at a cost that's competitive for farmers.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, a lot of questions remain as to how the labor issue will play out. For years, farmers have been trying to encourage reform while continuing to be competitive, and farmers have had a tough time finding workers even when the pay is more than adequate. Recently, a farmer from Colorado offered to pay $15 an hour for beekeepers, and he couldn't find anyone. So even though the economy is depressed, it's still extremely difficult to find good farm workers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.